Today's daf is Bechiris daf Samach, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Samach Amid Aleph. So the sugya again is the halachos of Maisa Beheva. The Torah says it's two psukim mafter of parshas Bechukosai. V'chol masa bakar v'tzoin kol asheyaver tachas hashavet ha'asiri yeh kodesh l'ashem. The pasuk says that if somebody has an eder of animals, so he's supposed to count his animals. And the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis said that you're literally supposed to count them. Umayim Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes Loshen HaMishnah VaYotzei Asiri, and the one that comes out tenth Soike B'Sikra, he's supposed to put red dye on it. That's the one that's going to be Kodesh HaAsiri Yeh Kodesh LaShem, which means that you're supposed to bring it up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. You makriv it as a carbon. Who gets this carbon? So according to almost all the Rishonim, the Bailam himself is the one that gets the carbon. Stating that, we spoke out from Hagoyin Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, who was Malakeh, different Rishonim throughout Shas, Rabbi Sadya Goyin, the Ritva, and the Sugya of Takvukayin, Rabbeinu Hananel, as quoted by the Rishonim in Perek Hazroi, Lechayayim Vakeva, Devin Ezra, in one of his Sfarim, and Bekitzer, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in the end of Parashas Bechukosai, who says that Ma'aseh Behemah is like the Bechor, and just like the Bechor was given to the Kehanim, so too Ma'aseh Behemah is going to be given to the Kehanim. Regardless, the topic of today's daf, a rather complicated daf, is going to be with the context of a person who's counting his sheep, literally, he's counting his animals, and he made a mistake in his counting. 1, 2, 4, 3, 4, 5, different examples of someone who's counting his animals, he made a mistake, and the question arises, how does that impact the halachas of Ma'aseh Behemah? Is Ma'aseh Behemah going to be the one that he called the 10th, even if it was the 9th, or the 11th, or maybe even the 8th or the 12th? Or is Ma'aseh Behemah going to be the 10th, regardless of what it was he said? Clearly, the minyan is a critical part of how this is supposed to play out. As a result, is the Asiri Yeh Kodesh the one that he counts 10th? Is it the one that leaves the Eder 10th? Maybe it's both. Maybe there's different levels of Hekdesh. Again, a daf that's going to have a lot of different complicated examples. So it's definitely one of those sugyas where you have to hold cheshbon. Regardless of the Mishnah, Yatzu Shnayim Ka'acha, somebody was counting his animals and he was doing it the way it's supposed to be done, where one animal goes out at a time and he counts it. But at some point, two animals exited together. And it's going to be Mavur in the Gemara that he didn't have in mind to do it that way. But rather, an animal jumped out when it wasn't supposed to jump out. And he was counting them as one. So really, what's he supposed to do is Moinoisim Shnayim Shnayim. Being the two animals left, so he's supposed to count the two animals as two. Mana Echot, what happens if he counted it as one? So he's up to number three. And instead of one animal going out by three, two animals went out by three. Now, he was supposed to count them, therefore, as three and four, but instead he only counted it as three. So it says the Mishnah, we're going to have a problem. Chi v'asir mikukolam. By the time we come up to the ninth and the tenth, there's going to be a little bit of an issue, because the one that he's going to count as nine is really going to be the tenth, which means that the one that he's going to count as the tenth is really going to be the 11th, because there were two that he counted as what? He was supposed to have counted them as two. So if you just do the math, by the time he gets to number nine, it will really supposed to be the 10th, yet he's going to say chi, which then means that the 11th is the one that he's going to say asiri. So both the 9th and the 10th, says the Mishnah, are mikul kolam. Because the 9th, which is really the 10th, he called the 9th, thus it's mikul kolam. It's supposed to be the 10th, he said the 9th. That's a problem. The 10th is kodesh, he called it the 9th, which is really chulin. And the one that's supposed to be the 11th is the one that he called 10th. So what's the halacha? Mishnah doesn't say. Mishnah just says mikul kolam. So if you take a look at Rashi, and the Ksaviyad, and all the Rishonim, there's a big mavucha what exactly pshat is. We'll go with the most simple pshat, which is it's mikul kolam, and as a result, you can't really do anything with it. You can't be makrivit as a carbon. At the same time, there is a tzad hektish over here, so you would have to wait until it has a mum. Once it has a mum, at that point, you can do whatever you want with it. But the point is that they're going to be mikul kolam. Zok Mishnah Vayter. What happens if kar lechi asiri, the person was counting, and he didn't make a mistake with regards to the third and the fourth, but rather, he was counting the ninth, and he called it the tenth, and then he chopped, oops, it was really supposed to be the ninth. So what did he do? With asiri chi. So then when the tenth one went out, he called that one the ninth, which was also a mistake, because that was really the tenth. But being that he called the tenth one the ninth, when he came to the 11th one, he called it the 10th. So he made three mistakes. The 9th one, he called the 10th. The 10th one he called the 9th, and the 11th one he called the 10th. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha v'Kudashim. They're all three going to be Hekdash. Okay, so what's the halacha of these three? Hatshi'i, the 9th one, is Nechav Mumay. The 9th one is going to have Kedusha in the sense that you can't treat it as Chulin. You can't just go ahead now and Shecht it. If you Shecht it now, it's going to be Shchut Echotz. What you need to do is you have to wait for it to develop a Mum. Once it develops a Mum, it's Nechav. Clear from the Mishnah, you can't be makrovit as a carbon. So it's not hektish in the sense that you can be makrovit. It's only hektish in the sense that it's nechav amumay. V'asiri meiser, the one that was really the 10th, even though you call it the 9th, the one that's really the 10th, that's going to be your regular meiser v'hema. V'achad osir, and the 11th one is karev shlomim. It's going to have a din of a carbon shlomim. So even though all three are hektish, and they're all three hektish from a high level for the same reason, Maisa Behema with a grubatus, but at the same time, they're all not going to have the same level of Kedusha. The 9th that you call the 10th is not going to have any Dine HaKrab. You can't put on the Mizbeach at all. It's just Kaddish in the sense that it's not Chabad Mumay. The 10th one, which you call the 9th, is the real Maisa Behema, and the 11th one, which you call the 10th, is going to have a din of a carbon, but not Maisa Behema, which is what you called it, but rather it's going to be Karev Shlom. Additionally, the halacha is that it's oisa tmura referring to the 11th one. So he said the 11th one is a shlamim. Every carbon included in that is a shlamim is oisa tmura. So there's no reason this shouldn't be oisa tmura. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, sevich ish tmura, oisa tmura. There's no way it could be oisa tmura. And in this, Rabbi Yehuda licked alumnus. Because Rabbi Yehuda understood, as the Gemara is going to say on Amid Beis, that ta'us meiser has a din of tmuras meiser. The lumnus of why the 9th or the 11th, in the event that you made a mistake, could have Hilchas Kedusha, it works with the parish of Tmura. And just like I can take Maisa Behema, and if I say that I want this to be Tmura's the Maisa Behema, that other Behema Schulin takes on some status of Maiser. It's a halacha of Tmura, one of the Masechtas we're going to learn soon. In that vein, Taos Maisa works with Tmura. And it's for that reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not possible for the 11th, which has a din of a Shlomim, to be Yosef Tmura. Because even though it's a Shlomim, but it got its status of Shlomim via the parish of Tmura, it's Tmura's Maiser, and there's a halacha that Tmura is Eini Yosef Tmura. Says the Gemara, Amrub Shum Rameir, but they said over in the name of Rameir, so this is not Rameir talking directly to Rabbi Yehuda. But in the name of Rameir, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Eloi Yosef Tmura, like, how you call it? Says, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the way that Tos Meiser works is with the parish of Tmura. And based on that, you want to tell me that Tos Meiser itself can't be Yosef Tmura. Why? Because Priyesh Tmura, Yosef Tmura. But at the same time, you can't tell me this is a real Tmura. Because if it was a real Tmura, it wouldn't be Karev, because the halach is that even though Meiser is Yosef Tmura, like all Karbanos are Yosef Tmura, but there's a special halach l'moish v'sinai that says that Tmura's Meiser is any Karev. And being that this 11th animal is Karev as a Shlomim, so you see that even though it's Tmura's Meiser, but it's not really Tmura's Meiser. So if it's not really Tmura's Meiser in the sense that it doesn't say the halacha of Tmuras Maiser any Karev, it shouldn't be real Tmuras Maiser in the sense either that you should have the halacha that v'chiyesh Tmura oisa Tmura. Karev l'chiyeh asiri, another case of Taos. What happens if the person called the 9th one the 10th? Ula asiri, asiri called the 10th one the 10th. Ula achad asiri, then he called the 11th one the 10th. He called the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th all the 10th. So the halacha is ein achad asir mekudesh. So the 9th and the 10th clearly have Kedusha. It's the 11th one that doesn't have Kedusha. Why not? It's based on the following rule. The only time the 11th one can get Kedusha is if you messed up with the 10th. So if you call the 10th the 9th, you are oiker the Asiriya Kodesh from the 10th to a certain degree. You didn't call it what you were supposed to call it. So then there's halacha that the 11th one could now somehow become the 10th, it can get on status of Asir Yekodesh. But here you call the 10th one the 10th. So the halacha is, as it relates to the 11th, this doesn't affect the 9th, but the way it affects the 11th is that the only time the 11th can have any halacha of Kedusha is if you messed up with the 10th. But here you got the 10th right. I mean that you got the 10th right. It's for that reason that the 11th one is not going to have any Kedusha at all. Regardless, the Mishnah, not such a straightforward Mishnah, but the Mishnah discussed three cases of Taz. Again, what were the three cases? The first one was where a person was counting, and then at some point, it's up to number 3, 4, 5, not the 9th and the 10th. That the Gemara is going to discuss on number 2. But it's one of the earlier ones. And 2 went out by mistake. He wasn't trying to do that. His kavanah was to do this, the katchila, the katchila. But 2 animals went, and he counted them as one. He didn't count them as two. He did the wrong thing. He was supposed to have counted them as two. Now that he counted them as one, what's the halacha? By the time you get to 9 and 10, you're going to have a little bit of an issue because the 9th is the 10th and the 11th is the 10th. So the 10th is the 11th. So you can end up with a problem. So what's the halacha the Mishnah said? Mikukala. Mishnah didn't even explain what it means. But that was the first case. The second case was where you called the 9th one the 10th one the 9th, and then the 11th one the 10th. Then the Mishnah said all three of them have Kedusha. The first and the third, meaning the 9th and the 11th, have Kedusha because you called them the 10th. The 10th has Kedusha, even though you called it the 9th, because it is the 10th. What's the halacha? The levels of Kedusha are different for all three. The 9th is just Necha B'mumay, meaning you have to be worried about Shechut Echotz and some of those halachas. But once it gets a mum, at that point, you don't have to worry about it anymore. The 10th one is Ma'isa Behema. The 11th one is Shlomim. Machlekes Remei Rabbi Yehuda, whether that Shlomim is Oysa Tmura, or that Shlomim is Eino Oysa Tmura. And then the third case was where you called the 9th the 10th, you called the 10th the 10th, and you called the 11th the 10th. You called all three 10th. The other halachas, the 9th and the 10th have Kedusha. The 11th does not have Kedusha. Now, if we were going to do this properly, we'd have to sit down and really understand why all these different cases of Taz are treated differently. In the first case, they're just Mikukalim. We don't even know what that means. A tremendous Mavuch in the Rishonim. The second case, three different levels of Kedusha. Nachababumai, it's real Ma'isa Behema, it's only Yishlamim. In the third case, the first two are Kadosh. Misha doesn't even say what level of Kedusha it is. The third one is Chulin Gomor. So regardless, again, this is just Daf Yoimidik, but the truth is that we really should be trying to understand this a little bit better, but it's beyond the scope of what we do. Zokta Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechanon. Manam Zugoy Zugoy, it's Kinterin Kinterin. What happens if somebody was counting his animals and he decided that every two he's going to count that one? Or in the next case, it's even more dramatic. He decided that every 100 he's going to count as one. So 100 go out, one. Another 100 go out, two. Another 100 go out, three. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, the minyan asiri l'minyanai hu kadosh. The halacha is that the 10th one to his minyan is going to be kadosh. What does that mean? Rav Mari says l'minyan shalai hu kadosh. Rav Kahana said l'minyan behemes hu kadosh. So machloek is amayi wrong what Rabbi Yechira meant. Rav Mari said Rabbi Yechira meant was that whatever he refers to as the 10th, that's the one that's going to be kadosh. So let's take the more dramatic case. 100 go out, one. Another 100 go out, two. Another 100 go out, three. So by the time 1,000 go out, that's when he's going to say 10. So it's that's going to be the Asiri Yerkadosh. That last 100, that's going to be the Asiri Yerkadosh. Whereas Rav Kahana said that no, it's the Minyan Behemes Hu Kadosh. The fact that he decided for the first 900 to be saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's not a reason for the first 900 not to have any Kedushas Ma'isa Behema. But rather, the Minyan Behemes Hu Kadosh, the one that's going to be the Ma'isa Behema is going to be every 10th one. We don't care about what he said. It's every 10th one. Meaning, according to Rav Mari, we care about what he says. Whatever he says, the Minyan Shalai, that's the one that's going to be Kaddish. According to Rav Kahana, it's the 10th animal to be. If two of them went out at the same time, he was counting one, and then another one shtup tzach out. So the halach is, you're supposed to count it really as two. You count it as one. You're going to end up with having two that are Mekulka. What that means, again, big mavuch in the Rishonim, but you're going to end up with two Mekulkalim. Fake the Gemara, a posh the kash. According to Mandama, that says that when a person's counting sheep, it's based on what he said. Mishum hachi avichi v'asir mikukala. Why? The lasir you could correlate chi. Well, achadas asiri. Over here you have a problem because you called the 9th one the 10th and you called the 10th one 11. So your minion was messed up. It doesn't coincide with the actual 9th, 10th, and 11th animals that left the Eder. So it's for that reason you have a little bit of a problem. Ela leman damar de behemes hu kadosh. But according to Mandamah, it says we don't care, we disregard what you say. What we care is which was the 10th animal that went out. If 1,000 animals go out, every 10th animal is going to be the one that's kadosh, even if you're referring to one as the first 100 and two as the second 100. So if that's the case, so what's the mekul kolam over here? Who cares what you said? At the end of the day, what matters is what happened. Is chi kakari le. Gee, in Lasiri, Asiri Kakarale, Lachur, you didn't do anything wrong. Because you said the wrong thing? So what? In Rabbi Yochanan's case, you said the wrong thing in a much more dramatic example. We don't care. Rav Kahana said that at the end of the day, Lemin Behemes Hu Kadosh. So if it's true that Lemin Behemes Hu Kadosh, what's the problem in our Mishnah? Talk to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Kahana's going to tell you, no. Rabbi Yochanan meant what I said he meant. I had it Rabbi Yochanan's halacha shtim with the Mishnah because Ki Amino Ano, Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha Eichet Echavin, Lafuke Zuga Zuga. Rabbi Yochanan's case was where that's the way you're counting. Meaning your minion is every two is one or every 100 is one. If that's your kavana of how you're counting, counting your sheep, of how you're going about doing your ma'aseh behema, it's over there that we look at it that way. Stating that, lafuke zuga zuga is hecha denafik memela loy. But in our Mishnah where it went out by memela, the Rabbi Yechon viewed it as differently, and it's for that reason you can end up with Chiv Asiri, Mikukol and Toshma, another kasha. Mano lama freya. What happens if somebody was counting backwards? So he's counting sheep, but you know, it's a bit like a dry cup, so he goes the other way. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So the halach is Asiri Shebe Minyanu Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish. Bishlam is like the man to Amadam in your behemoth who Kaddish. Bishlam is the man that says that the way Maisa behemoth works is the 10th animal that leaves Shapir. Then it's very good. Because even though you refer to the 10th one as one, you're counting down. But it's the 10th behemoth to leave. But according to Mandama that says, you go based on what he said, how could the 10th one be Kaddish? Asiri Chalka Karile. What you called the 10th one was one. You didn't call that Asiri. If it's Laminyan Shalai, how could it be Maisa Behema Amar Rava? So Rava said, Hoyol v'ise b'minyana parsa dekaru la'asarachad. The Parsiim, they used to count down. The Persians, that's a count to 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, right? That's the way they used to do it. So being that that's the way they used to count, it's actually a mahalach. There is such a concept of counting down. So even though that's not the way most people do it, but it is the way that some people do it, and that's enough to say that you counted to 10, thus the Asiriya Kodesh can be the one that you said one. Either way, so that concludes the Gemara's discussion of the first of the three halachas of the Mishnah. The second one was, you refer to the 9th one as 10, and you realize that you never said 9. So what did you do? You doubled down on your mistake. Now you called the 10th one 9, and then you tripled down. So really, you make 3 mistakes. You called the 9th one 10, the 10th one 9, and the 11th one 10. So what was the halacha of the Mishnah? All 3 have Kedusha, but 3 different levels of Kedusha. The 9th one is Nechel B'mumay, the 10th one is real Maisa Behema, the 11th one is a Shlom. How do you know the halacha of our Mishnah? Talmud Loimar, it says, V'chomasa Bokar V'tzoyin, Koyla She'yover Tachas HaShavet, HaAsiri Yia Kodesh, and the Ribu is from the word V'chol. V'chol Maisa Bokar V'tzoyin is L'rabbois, they're not only the real 10th, but sometimes an animal could be the 9th or it could be the 11th. It still can be treated with the halachas of Asiriya Kodesh. How so? The aforementioned case. Zokta Brisa Vayter. Yochal Shanei Marba. I would think Af Shmini Vishnei Masar. What if you made the same mistake with number 8? Or you made the same mistake with number 12? Would you have the same halacha? I mean, the Mishnah is talking about where it was the 9th and the 11th. It's one off from the 10th. What if they were 2 off from the 10th? Amrit Hoyovu Kadosh, Vito Usay Miskadesh, Zokta Brisa. Being that the 10th one is the real Kedusha. And we're being marba from Vichol Masa Bakovitzain, that Tos Maisa also has Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Mahu Enem Kodesh Elav Samach. Just like the 10th one, the real one, is Samach to the 10th. Right, it's the same one. So obviously the 10th is samuch to the 10th. After usay enu miskadesh is alav samuch. So to tois meiser has to be at the very least samuch. So if it's the 9th, it's samuch. It's one off. If it's the 11th, it's samuch. It's one off. If it's the 8th or if it's the 12th, it's 2 off. It's not samuch. I mean, that's not samuch. You wouldn't have this halacha. Faith the Gemara catch. But Tanya, we learned to the brisa. Another brisa that says mahu miyuchid after usay miyuchedes. The brisa says that just like who the Asiri is one, so too this ribuy of the call that's marba, talus meiser, is marba only one. Meaning, just like the Asiri's one, it's not two, it's one, right? There's 1/10, it's not 2/10. So too, when we're marba, talus meiser, we're only marba one. What's the kasha? The kasha is that if you're going to tell me that the Makarta are Mishnah, Chi Asiri and Achadasa all have Kedusha, is from the halacha of the Chomasa Bakar Vitzayin. If that's the case, then we should say that the Chomasa is only Marba 1, it's not Marba 2. Because we have a Mefurish Abraisa that says that the one that Darshan's Tos Meiser from the Chol says that just like the Iker 1 is only 1, so too you can only be Marba 1 from Tos. So if that's the case, L'chore, how in the Mishnah is the 9th and the 11th both Nisraba as being Tos Meiser? L'chore, if the Makarta, the Loch, and the Mishnah is Vekal, and we're saying that Tos has to be Dumya to the real deal, where do you see that? Because just like we learn from there that the 8th and the 12th can never have the halach of Tos Meiser. So why? Because it has to be besamach loy, dumya to the Asiri, which is besamach. After usay nami besamach, that we should say what the Tan of the other Brises said. That said, mahu miyuchad after usay miyuchedes. So the Morse says, Tani, Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan, and said, no, it's machlokes Tana. Meaning, it's not a kasha. It's true, there is such a Tana, there is such a Brisa, that darshined from the Hekish of the Asiri to the Taos, that just like the Asiri is one, so through the Taos has to be one, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the Tana, the Mishnah, has to hold that way. Who is that other Tana? Hamani, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon. Tani, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz, 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 There is a Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, he said it before, that the only time the 11th one can have any Kedusha is if you were quiet by the Chi. Meaning you didn't call the Chi Asiri. You were quiet by the Chi. V'yikari la'asiri Chi. And then you called the 10th one the 9th. That was your Tois. U'la'achad asa Asiri. But if you would have called the 9th one the 10th, so you would have had a Tois in the Chi, then it wouldn't be Shaykh to have a Tois in the Achad asa as well. Because he's the Tan of that Brisa that says that Ma'hu miyuchad af Tosu miyuchad des, that Tos Maisa can only be Chal on 1. It can't be Chal on 2. What's the lumdus of Rabbi Loz Rav Shimon? So the Gemara explains. Some of the Rabbi Yehuda da'ama Tos Maisa t'muris. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that said that the way Tos Maisa works, it works with the parasha of Tmura. Okay, the Sabal Kavua, and then Rabbi Loz Rav Shimon holds like his father. Who's Rabbi Loz Rav Shimon's father? Stan Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Amar Ein Meimer Chayzer Med. He can't cause Tmura twice. So once you use an animal for Tmura purposes, you can't use it again for Tmura purposes. And for that reason, it can't be two Tmuras Meisers from the same Meisa Behema. Based on two hanachas. Number one, Tos Maisa works with Tmura. And number two, Ein Meimer, Chayzer Meimer. So either way, the makar to this concept that the Chi and the Achad Asar can have real Kedusha is based on the Pasuk V'chol Masa Bakov Etzai. But at the same time, it's limited. You don't say that the fourth one, if you called it the 10th, can be considered Maisa Behema. You don't say it about the 8th. You don't say it about the 12th, the 15th. It's only the Chi or the Achad Asar. That's why in all the cases, it's going to be off by one. What's the makar to that? So the Gemara learns it from a Hekesh. Because at the end of the day, the 9th, the 11th, the Taos Meiser has to be Dumi the Meiser. Just like the Meiser itself is Samuch Loi, so too, the Taos has to be Samuch as well. Samuch would mean that it can't be off by more than one. Rabbi Loz Rav Shimon takes it one step further. He says that if the Mekar, this halach of Taos Meiser is from the Chol Meiser Bakar, then I'm going to take the Hekish and say that just like the Asir is Miyuchad, it's only one, Lashon Echad, so too, Taos can only be Echad as well. So not only can't it be the 8th or the 12th, but it can't be the 9th and the 11th. It can be the 9th, it can be the 11th. But it can't be the 9th and the 11th, because again, from that same Hekish, he's learning another Allah. Another case, Yatsu Shnayim B'chi. What happens if two went out B'chi? So this is similar to the case of the Mishnah, but it's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, the first case was Yatsu Shnayim Ka'achas, where two went out at the same time. But we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah that it means that it was by the 3rd, or the 4th, or the 5th, not by the 9th. And 9th and the 10th is when it starts getting serious. So this is earlier in the count. So at that point somewhere, two went out at the same time. Rava had discussed, so okay, the Mishnah didn't discuss this, so we need Amiram to help us out and address this. What happens if when it came to number 9, it came to number 10, this is when the Hektish is about to be Chal. At that point, what happens if two went out at the same time and you made a mistake? So Yasu Shnayim B'chi. So what you were supposed to do was, you were supposed to count them as two. One was going to be the 9th, one was going to be the 10th. So Rabbi, what happens if you didn't? What happens if you counted them as one? Okay, so it depends what you call them. Current Chi, if you called both of them Chi, so the Halach is Asiri V'chulin Mu'rav and Zevazeh. What you're going to end up with is a Taroivus of Chulin and regular Maisa Behema. Asiri, what happened? Why? What's the reason for it? Because Asiri Me'el of Kaddish, the 10th one is Me'el of Kaddish. So even though you called them both Chi, which means you called the Asiri Chi, doesn't impact anything because at the end of the day it's the Asiri. And the Chi you could carry it. And the 9th you call the 9th. So the 9th is for sure Chulin. There's no tzad to be hektish. You call both of them ninth. So the ninth one, whichever is the real ninth, yes, Shalitzam, say, right, you have to work it out. But whichever is really the ninth one, you call the ninth. So based on that, that's chulin gomer. The other one is ma'isa behem, even though you call it the ninth. So it's for that reason, you're going to end up with a taruvis of chulin and kachin. What happens if karen asiri, if you call them both the tenth? So then the halach is asiri v'chi me'urav and zebezeh. Meaning then you have a real asiri, and you have a chi, meaning a chi shekaran asiri, mu'rav and zebezeh. My time asiri, kakaralu l'travayim. Because you call them both 10. And as a result, they both have halachos of ma'isabahim. So in the first case, you can have a taruvis of chulin and kachin. In the second case, you can have a taruvis of kachim and kachim. Albeit two different levels of kachim. Whether the two levels. One is real Maisa Behema, and the other one is Chi Shekar Nasir, which we saw in the Mishnah already. This, sometimes it's Nachab Mumai, sometimes it has a Din of a Shlomim, but the point is they're both going to be Kodesh. My Nafkamina, what difference does it make? At the end of the day, it sounds like you have a Taruvos, right? They got some Mish. So it sounds like on some level there's a Taruvos over here. So it actually says the Nafkamina is going to be, if someone's going to do a Veda, let's say, with this animal, or these animals, or one of the two animals, could you give him Malkus? If it's a Taruvos of Chulin and Kachim, so it's a Suffolk really, each one, which is a regular Chi, and which one is Maisa Behema? Safadi, you're not going to be able to give the person Malkus Misafi. It's going to be awesome Misafi, but you're not going to be able to give him Malkus. If they're both Kadosh, you're just not sure which one is Nechab Mumai, which one's Maisa Behema, which one's a Shlomim. But at the end of the day, they all have Kedusha. So as it relates to the Surim of Ekdesh, they're all Shave. I mean, that they're all Shave, you would be able to give the person Maisa Behema. Rava continued. Rava said, what happens if Yatsu Shnai Basir? So this case is you're up to number 9, and instead of one going out, two went out. And you either counted them both as 9s or both as 10s. Said Rava, what he said. What happens if you were up to 10, not up to 9? And Yatsu Shnayim Basiris, again, what were you supposed to do? One was supposed to be 10, the other one was supposed to be 11. But what you did was, Vikaran Asiri, you called them both 10. So the halacha is, Asiri v'achad asamu Ravin zebezeh. You can have a taruvas of two different types of Ekdesh. Why? The Asiri is going to be real Asiri. And the 11th one, you called Asiri. What happens if Karin Achad Asar? What happens if you called them both 11? So then Asiri v'chulin mu'ravin zebezeh. Then you can have a taruvis of a 10th one and chulin. The 10th one, that's really the 10th, is the 10th, even though you called it the 11th. And the 11th one is going to be chulin, because it's the 11th, and you even called it 11. Why did Rav have to say this halacha twice? Aren't Rav's two halachas the same halacha? In one case, you called them both 9s and 10s. In the other case, you called them both 10s and 11s. But the principle is identical. Rav's resha and Rav's seifa seems to be the same thing. Why did Rav have to? Meaning, we needed Rav, because the Mishnah never addressed Rav's case. With all the cases that the Mishnah addressed, it never addressed this very basic case. But at the same time, why did Rav have to chaz this? No, it is important. Because the you know what the difference is between the first case and the second case? In the first case, you're messing up on the 9 level. In the second case, you're messing up on the 10 and 11 level. And we spoke out in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave a klal. Zeh klal, kol shelo neka shem asir mimenu, ein achad asa mekudesh. That if you didn't make a mistake with the 10th one, then the 11th one has no way to get Kedusha. So really, based on that, Rav is saying a tremendous Chiddush, if you think about it. The Gemara is going to be bothered with it. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Because, L'chayr, what happened? When you called both of them 10, the 10th and the 11th went out, and you called them both 10. So we say they both have Kedusha. L'chayr, shtel tzach tefraga, why does the 11th have Kedusha? Did you make a mistake with the 10th one? No. You called the 10th one the 10th. So why isn't that the Mishnah? It's mamish the rule. It's a zeh klal in a Mishnah. Zeh klal. Kol shloi nek Hashem asir mimenu, ein achat asa mekudesh. So really, Rav is saying a tremendous Chiddush. And that's why Rav felt that he had to be Moisif. What's Takib Shah? What's the Kamash Balon? Kamash Balon, the Chovas Achas Travayu Kakachi. The difference is that over here, being that they went out the same time, over here you don't have the halacha of Kol Shalei Nek Hashem Asir Mimenu Ein Hachad Asa Mekudesh. The only time you have that halacha is when one went out at a time. And then you got the 10th one right, then there's halacha. You can't do anything. You could call the 11th one the 10th from today till tomorrow. It's not going to change anything. Because if I didn't make a mistake with the 10th, I wasn't Oikur the 10th, so I can't do anything to the 11th. That's if the 10th went out and the 11th single file. But if the 10th and the 11th went out together, for some reason, I am showing him this halacha is not true. And that was Rava's chiddush. You're right. The Iker chiddush of Rava, he already addressed in the Resha. But there's an agav urchidike chiddush that Rava wants to address as well, which is really more negeya, the last line of the Mishnah that Rava addressed over here. Zokti Gemara, Yosef Rav Kahana. Yosef Rav Kahana, very good. Come on, Leila Hashmaita. Rav Kahana was sitting and he said over what Rava said. I believe Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, meaning Rav Kahana was saying over Rava's halacha. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, he asked this kash on Rav. How could Rava say that if two went out by number 10 and he called them both 10, the 10th and the 11th both have kedusha. L'chayr le'nekah shem asir mimenu. V'tanan tzei akal kol she'le'nekah shem asir mimenu ein nachad asim mekudush. So he told him back. Rav Ashi told Rav Kana what we just said. Hani milu b'zeh achazeh. Avu b'vas achaz trevayu kakotche. Freit the Gemara gishmak. B'zeh achazeh behedi k'toni lo. L'chura it says kar l'chi asiri l'asiri asiri l'achad asim asiri ein nachad asim mekudush. So if that's the case, zeh akal l'asui emai. Freit the Gemara. This idea that b'zeh achazeh, that's mefurish in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah already said this halach. If that's the case, what's Zeh HaKlal coming to be marvel? Right, we know Zeh HaKlal is always coming to be marvel something. What's Zeh HaKlal coming to be marvel? My love, la suyeh b'vas achas. And if that's the case, even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, that halach b'vas achas. So from that standpoint, I understand why Rava would have to tell me this chiddush. But what is mefurish in the Mishnah is the word Zeh HaKlal. And we know that Zeh HaKlal is always coming to be marvel. So l'chayr, in this case, shouldn't that be what it's coming to be marvel? The Gemara says, loy, la suyeh yotza siri. Maybe the Zeh HaKlal, which is clearly coming to be marba something, is coming to be marba if he said nothing by the tent. What happens if two of them went up asiri and one didn't go out before the Karan asiri and he called them both asiri? So the halach is asiri the achad asamu ravim zebezeh. Freit the Gemara. How could that be true? You have to say mishum damrinim kol b'vas achas chavayu kokachi, because being that they went out at the same time chavayu kokachi. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that this chiddush of Rava at the end of the day is really a mefurish of Raya. But the Gemara says no, mishum alay iria. It's not much that price supports Rava, because I can tell you Hachav and Mayaskinon, the Kadim Chad Minai, really one of them went out first. Va'apik L'Reshe, he stuck his head out. Ve'Karye Achad Aser, he called him the 11th, which was really supposed to be the 10th. So he was Oikad Hashem Asiri. Va'Hadeh Arif, and then went back in. Ve'Nafik Badadi, and then the two went out at the same time. The Karinu Asiri, and he called them both the 10th. He called them both the 10th. In that case, Donek Hashem Asiri Mimeno. Faith to Gemara, that can't be what the case is, because V'Loi Kadam Tani. The Brisa says Mefurish that one did not go out before the other one. Meaning it was, how could you tell me one popped its head out first? So my Loi Kadam, Dahadeh Arif. Loi Kadam means that it wasn't clear which one out first. He stuck his head out, then he poked it back in, and that's why it's considered loikar. Ukaman zokti gemar. Who's that like? The loikar Rebbe, the I Rebbe. Because if it's Rebbe, I'm an achad nosa lehavi akira. But this is going to have to be the loikar Rebbe, because agavurchi. What came out from here is that the 11th one is considered the akira of the 10th. That's the loikar Rebbe, because Rebbe said that when we say this rule that the only time there's a halach of tois meiser is if you're oikar the 10th. That's true if you were oikar the 10th by calling it the 9th. But if you call the 10th the 11th, that's never considered an akira. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, this price says the loikar Rebbe. The Gemara says, no, I feel the tamer Rebbe. Ki amar Rebbe, heichad islei behemoth tuvah. The only time Rebbe said that is, if a person has a lot of behemoths, you have 50 behemoths. Over there, the 11th is not considered an akira of 10. Why? Damrinam, because we touch up with Mefarish that what he meant when he said achadasa was chad isura. He meant to say this is the first set of 10th, not the 11th. Hacha, the last day, behemoth tvei, but in the case where you don't have more behemoths, you're not going to have to talk to my Rebbe. So we mentioned Rebbe. Who is this Rebbe? The time you learn to the price. Kart l'asiri achad asar. If you call the 10th one 11, ul achad asar asiri, and you call the 11th one 10, so the halach is ein achad asar kodesh tvei Rebbe. Rebbe said the 11th one doesn't have kedusha. Basically, you know, ein achad asar kodesh. Klal my Rebbe. This was Rebbe's rule. Kol zman shloi neko shem asiri emenu, ein achad asar kodesh. The only time the 11th one can have kedusha is if you were oiker the shem asiri, and over here you weren't like the shem asiri, because by calling the 10th 11, that's not considered akira. If you call the 10th one 9th, it's called an akira. But if you call the 10th one 11, it's not considered akira. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, hach my askira kengon disle behemas tuva." The Amrinu chad isura kama. This was Rava's pirushin in Rebbe, where Rava said that the only time this is true that 11th is not considered an akira is where you had a lot of behemoths. And again, the reason Rebbe says it's not an akira, because when you say 11, what we assume you meant to say was that I just finished, not echad asar as number 11, but I just finished my first set of 10. Therefore, that's, you didn't call it a different number. I mean that you didn't call it a different number, you said something else. You didn't call it a different number. If you didn't call it a different number, so b'chayi gavna, you're not going to have the halacha of it be considered an akira.